Thank you and good afternoon. A lawsuit filed against Eureka City Schools by the ACLU and National Center for Youth Law has been settled, and under the agreement, the school district will take steps to ensure that all students feel welcome and safe. The original lawsuit alleged discriminatory behavior towards Native American and Black students, and that district officials failed to step in and protect the students. The district has agreed to establish goals for multicultural curriculum to ensure students with disabilities are provided with the necessary services and programs, and that all students will receive equal educational opportunities. Superintendent Fred Van Fleck said in a statement that the district welcomes the measures agreed to and that the settlement will benefit the students. The driver of a vehicle who allowed his sedan to leave the roadway in Stout Grove in Crescent City Thursday afternoon will face felony DUI charges once he's released from the hospital. 33-year-old Crescent City resident Christopher Dawson was headed northbound on Stout Road with two passengers in his car when he failed to negotiate a left-hand curve in the roadway due to intoxication. The car ran off the road and down an embankment where it collided with a fallen tree, leaving both passengers and Dawson with major injuries. All three were taken to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment. The County Drug Task Force, along with the Bureau of Land Management, served a search warrant at a residence connected with 29-year-old Justin Christensen on Pinecrest Road in Fortuna. Christensen had been arrested by a BLM enforcement officer on January 17th and found to be in possession of 11 pounds of processed marijuana and honey oil used in the making of hash. On Thursday morning, BLM officers joined the drug task force in the search of Christensen's residence and located an additional 12 pounds of processed bud, $13 in cash, and evidence of hash production. Christensen was arrested and booked in a county jail for possession and possession for sale. After the fire in Fortuna Wednesday morning, three people were arrested for breaking into a business in the 1600 block of Main Street. When officers reached the scene, the alarm was ringing and they soon learned that 29-year-old Fortuna resident Natasha Sue Cotterman had entered the store and stolen items she may have believed were computer electronics. The box stolen did not contain computer electronics, and the subsequent investigation led to Cotterman's arrest, along with the arrest of 31-year-old Edmund Clifton Cotterman and 29-year-old Brianna Dunsing. All three were booked on charges related to the break-in. Now that it's the Super Bowl weekend, the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force wants to remind you that law enforcement will be increased to target impaired and dangerous drivers on Super Bowl Sunday. Some easy tips to avoid meeting any of these officers on patrol is to plan ahead and use a designated driver or avoid getting behind the wheel if you have been drinking. Local fire chiefs also want to remind Super Bowl fans to use caution around grills and other cooking devices Sunday to avoid any injuries or fire hazards. Ensure your gas or charcoal grills are in safe working order and keep them well and away from houses, decks, or railings. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the propositions voters passed during the November election was Prop 47, which is an initiative to decrease most nonviolent crimes from a felony to a misdemeanor. When Bill Doberstein of the Fortuna Police Department was asked about what crimes he's seen trending upwards, he mentioned theft as one of them, but he thinks that's due to Prop 47.
Well, in the last few months, I think we've seen an increase in theft-related crimes, and I think a lot of that has to do with Prop 47. I really do think that we're going to see, not only in Fortuna, but Humboldt countywide, an increase in property-related crimes and drug-related crimes because of the law basically weakened in those two areas. And we're not holding people in jail now that, commit multiple thefts or for certain drug violations. They're being let out. So
Doberstein also talked about how Prop 47 changes the guidelines on these type of crimes.
The guidelines have changed with Prop 47. That's the big thing that we're seeing. So, guidelines, that crimes that were felonies before, crimes that were you go to jail and you stay in jail type crimes, that's what we're seeing with Prop 47. We're seeing the reversal of that, and those aren't stay in jail type of crimes anymore. And obviously when someone's in jail, they're not out, stealing the bicycle from your front yard.
During the November election, Proposition 47 was approved with a 59% vote. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.